This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Between the U.S. and the U.K., it seems like we've got a new financial scandal every few days. But there's news of a blockbuster one this week that's about as far from Wall Street as you can get. Kabul Bank was founded in Afghanistan in 2004 to expand commercial banking in the country after the war. It collapsed in 2010 and was taken over by the government. Now a new report puts fresh details to what went wrong. According to the outside investigation, 92% of the loans on the books were fraudulently given out to just a handful of people. The report author labels the bank a Ponzi scheme. For more details, we get the BBC correspondent Bilal Sarwari with me from Kabul himself. Welcome to Marketplace.
Thank you.
As simply as you can break this down for us, what in the world happened here?
Well, it was a Ponzi scheme. The Kabul Bank people were helping their relatives. The bank management was trying to get rich. And some members of the political structure in Afghanistan, $861 million in fraudulent loans were distributed among these people. So they had houses in Dubai. They were driving in expensive vehicles. They made some very bad investments. You know, when the Kabul Bank disaster was revealed to the media, it had an impact on the fluctuation of currency, property prices came down, and it discouraged foreign investment in Afghanistan as well.
Part of the idea behind founding Kabul Bank, as I understand it, was to bring banking to more ordinary Afghanis. So what's the potential danger here for this episode on the confidence of people in Afghanistan?
Afghanistan is still a very embryonic society when it comes to banking. You would discover that people would keep hundreds and thousands of dollars in pillows or in clothes. The whole concept of banking was very new. So when Kabul Bank was established, it was counted as a positive post-Taliban success in Afghanistan. And it also meant that millions of Afghan government employees were putting their savings in the bank. But what people did not know, the people who were running the Kabul Bank were at the very center of this fraud. Very, very powerful people were involved with these schemes. And what Afghans are now discovering is that they can simply not trust the idea of putting their savings in banks because they think, well, the same thing could happen with the bank like it happened with Kabul Bank. It has shattered the confidence of people in the financial system.
Bilal Sarwari is the BBC's correspondent in Kabul. Good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you.